You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is July 9th. And as we're moving through the week, it's getting very hot, not just here, but the rest of the country. And like Houston, for example, is flooded today. Again, they've had to deal with this for a while. And it's pretty hot out here in L.A., but you know what? When you're along the coast, the weather's beautiful. It never gets too hot there. So we love living here. This morning, I have a very great guest, a returning guest. And his name is Chef Sean. Good morning to the show. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And we've had Sean here before. I don't remember how long, but probably like it was before the pandemic. So it was like at least 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Were you just starting out then, or when did you start with your music and everything?
Well, honestly, when I did my last show with you, I had a trap rock band.
So yeah, it was different.
Like, yeah, it was like a rap infused with rock and roll kind of.
I see.
Yeah.
And now what kind of style do you do now? Like hip-hop more?
Just hip-hop, just without the band.
I see.
Without the rock and roll.
I see. So what's the backing music? You just have it recorded? You don't have a band with you? Or does it work?
Nah. You know, I have producers.
Right.
You know, okay. I produce as well.
Right. So. But the music is in the back. The music in the background that's recorded, right?
Yeah.
I see. Okay, cool. So, well, we'll play your songs in a little bit, and after we find out a little bit about you.
Okay.
You brought your team today, and that's pretty cool. So you have like an entourage wherever you go.
Well, you know, they work.
Uh-huh.
You know? They're not just entourage. Entourage is just to be around.
Oh, you think? You okay, know? Well.
Everybody with me has, you know, something to do. They have, you know, they have things that they have to take care of.
Right.
You know.
With your career and everything.
Everything, yeah.
I see. Wow.
That's so everybody's cool. A part of it. It's a team.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. You told me you were born originally in Chicago, right?
Yeah, born and raised.
Yeah, so you were raised there. Where, like, right inside Chicago or like in the suburbs?
I was... I'm from the south side of Chicago, but
I
grew up on the north side.
I see. Okay. Not that I know Chicago very well, but for the people who do.
Yeah.
Awesome. What was your childhood like in Chicago? Do you have siblings? Do you have brothers or sisters?
Yes, I do. I have sisters.
Okay.
I have sisters, and then I have family that, you know, that are brothers.
I see.
But from another mother.
I see. And are you the youngest, the oldest in your family?
I am the, I'm the middle.
The middle one.
Out of my siblings, yeah.
I see. Cool. Very nice. Are they still in Chicago or have they moved too?
Yeah, they've moved. They moved before I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dallas and Atlanta.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, cool. So they moved to the south.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So you grew up there and everything, and when did you decide to move to L.A.?
It was after I did a movie. It was called Teeth and Blood.
Oh, okay. How old were you at the time when you did the movie?
Oh, you really want to date me? I don't really remember. It was about, it was 2011 when I did the movie.
Okay, so you're pretty young at the time.
Yeah. So, I was a cop in this movie.
Really?
Mike Hung.
Uh-huh.
And it's a vampire flick called Teeth and Blood.
Uh-huh.
So I was out here filming, and, you know, I stayed out here for a few months, and I just fell in love with, you know, the whole vibe.
Yeah. How did you get the role? Had you, like, been in movies before that? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've done some film. I did film and TV shows as a kid. I was, like, a kid actor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Did you like it?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I went to school one day.
Uh-huh.
My movie came out on Friday. I went to school Monday, and I guess people went to see it over the weekend. So
You became a star.
Over the weekend.
Yeah, overnight. Wow. That's pretty cool. And what kind of movies did you do when you were like a kid? More like family movies and things like that, or
Jason's Lyric was one of them.
Jason's Lyric. It sounds familiar.
Jason's Lyric. Yeah, it was with Forest Whitaker, Jada Pinkett.
Oh, wow.
It was a full, you know, cast. It was a good cast.
I'm gonna have to check it out. You know, maybe
please probably do
on video or something.
It definitely is. It's on Apple TV.
Yeah,
it might be on Netflix right now.
Yeah. Very cool, man. Wow, I wish I was in a movie, man. But I haven't really tried anything, so, you know. I don't know that I'd be a good actor, you know. I can't be anybody other than myself, you know. Yeah,
that's why I like music.
Yeah,
I get to be myself.
Exactly, yeah, you know. So, but I imagine you liked music all your life since you were very young, right?
Yeah.
And what kind of music did you grow up with?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, okay.
Yeah. You know.
So did I. I know.
Yeah.
His music is timeless, you know. It's like a genius.
Yeah.
A genius, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Left us way too soon, man.
Definitely. But yeah, Prince, Michael Jackson, you know, Tupac. You know. The greats.
Yeah.
The greats.
Yeah. Very cool. So and then you started listening to hip hop and rap and things like that at a certain point in your life?
Yeah, I was listening to that. Around the same time I was listening to Mike.
Okay. Yeah, he said Tupac and all that.
I just kind of focused in on, like, the good ones. But, yeah, I'm a big fan of hip-hop.
I
always have been.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. What did you do to start your career? How did it start in music?
how did it start? I did a song called I'm Sick.
Uh-huh.
And it's called, it was an acronym.
Uh-huh.
Something in Chicago is killing me. was what it stood for.
Yeah.
And that kind of gained a lot of traction back home. Not as much as, you know, like some, because you got your crucial conflicts with, hey, smoking on hay, smoking on hay. You know, that kind of really blew up. So my shit didn't really blow up.
Uh-huh.
It just went kind of, you know.
Yeah,
I got a little people noticed it.
Right.
So I was able to keep going. I wanted to keep going.
I see. And so did you meet some people that helped you out and things like that? Or did you do everything on your own?
You had
to have some professionals, right?
Yeah.
To help you out.
Yeah. I worked out a deal with Bungalow.
Uh-huh.
Universal.
Okay.
Bungalow Music Group.
Uh-huh.
And I got a distribution deal through them.
Oh, that's nice.
And I put my music out. And,
yeah.
You know, but that was back then, and that was just like a starter kit for me.
Yeah.
It kind of just gave me a little bit of experience.
Right.
You know? And then life happened. I had some kids, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then I got my foot right back in the music game, and here I am.
Oh, okay, cool. So you had kids at that time?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. How many do you have?
Seven.
Seven kids?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome, man. You're leaving your seat everywhere. That's pretty cool. What's it like? I mean, it's a lot of responsibility, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
An awful lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool, though. You know, I mean, I have two, and I had a hard time dealing with that. I don't know how you deal with seven, but...
Yeah, man.
That's nice. That's cool, though. I mean, we need to bring more people to the world. You know, what happens is the population is decreasing,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have young people anymore. So then, you know, the when the population is mostly older people, there's nobody to take care of, you know, of anything, you know, of like construction and military and things like that, you know. So there's some people that are promoting, like, encouraging people to have kids and stuff, you know. I guess it's a problem around the world, but
I was living downtown LA. I didn't see any kids.
Yeah.
Not one.
Yeah, wow.
To be honest.
Yeah. Oh, when you were in LA?
When I was living downtown.
Oh,
I had a place downtown LA.
I see. What part of town do you live in now?
I'm in the valley.
Valley?
Calabasas.
Oh, I see. Okay, cool. Nice area. So you're very close to us. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you moved to LA. What made you decide to move, to make that move? Did you move by yourself?
Yeah.
By yourself.
Yeah.
What made you decide to move here?
The weather and the women.
Had you been here before? I mean, did you know what the weather is like?
Yeah, I've been here as a kid, you know. Mm-hmm. I came out here a few times, but... That was the first time when I did the movie that I was able to, like, stay, like, longer than a month.
Right.
You know, everything else was like vacation.
Right.
A few days, got to go back home.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was out here living, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm staying.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weather and the women, man. You can't beat that, you know?
Yeah, I'm a sucker for it.
Well, you're a man, dude, you know? Yeah. There you go. Cool. So you moved here, and did you meet new people here and things like that to start building a new career and everything?
Of course, yeah.
And how did you get in touch with these people?
You know, random acts of God, I would say.
Really?
You know, like, I got a call hooked up, like, this guy, Brahma Bull, you know, somebody told me, you know, I should meet him and, you know, he could probably help you.
Yeah.
We've been working ever since, you know.
That's
like
nice.
Al out there.
Yeah.
You know, day one, you know, came out passionate about what I'm doing. You
yeah,
know,
believe
even,
you.
Even when I was like, you know, subpar and like doing other shit, he still, hey, do this. And what you should, like, okay, yeah,
that's
right.
Nice. Yeah, you gotta have people like watching
and pushing,
pushing
you.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes, you know, you try and you lose hope, but then there's people that believe in you and they encourage you to continue, you know, so you're very fortunate in that way.
Yeah. Blessed.
So did you start writing your own music?
I've always wrote my
Always own wrote your own music. Yeah. So you write the lyrics and the music as well, right?
Yeah. I've done songs where, you know, it's been people in the studio and, you know, tried to give a little input. And some input was good. I'd be like, yeah, I use that. So I give them a little writer's credit or something, you know.
Right.
It was a, you know, good idea.
Uh-huh.
I've also not used a lot of shit that people have tried to throw my way. But, no, I like to write my own music.
Yeah. Do you write about specific things or is it really about your life?
Yeah, it's about what I go through, but my life.
Your life and stuff, pretty much. And the things that probably that interest you, that concern you, that you care about.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How many, you wrote your own music and everything. Did you start performing eventually after you recorded?
Yeah, you know, I performed a lot. Really got my performance and like shows, mm-hmm. and you know, got it real tight working with the band that I was telling you about.
Right,
because we would rehearse, you know, once a week, sometimes twice a week.
I see,
just to, you know, work on new songs, work on, because it was songs that I actually had recorded prior to meeting them.
Uh-huh.
And we just turned it into like a rock version.
Wow.
So it was already just, you know, and that's kind of what pushed me to start getting back just to my own music, because I was sitting there doing that with them and, you know, I'm working on old songs. I'm like, I need to do some new shit.
Decided to change direction.
Yeah, huh? I want to make new music, you know, because they were just like refurbishing and trying to, you know, put a rock spin on my older music.
Right. So, how did you connect with them? Was that like a band and then you connected with them, or did you build the band from scratch?
Nah, they already
existed.
Well, three of them were in the band together,
mm-hmm.
and then two came from other places. But I did a video for a song, a title track that I did for the vampire movie, Teeth mm-hmm. and Blood. And Al Franklin, he was like, you should do a video, and but the song that I made for the title track was like a kind of like a rock spin on it.
Uh-huh.
It was a vampire movie, so I'm like, let me do something different for it. So it had a rock sound.
Yeah.
So he had got these guys to come in and do the video and make it seem like they were playing it live.
Uh-huh.
And when they got there, they actually played it.
Uh-huh.
It was like, oh, we can play it.
Yeah, yeah.
They heard it and was like, we can play it. And they played it. I'm like, damn. Wow. Pretty good.
Yeah. What was the band called?
Blaze.
Blaze.
Yeah, Chef Sean and Blaze.
I love that. I love that song. Yeah. How did you come up with Chef Sean?
I cooked crack.
Oh, you cooked crack?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
No. No, you know, one of the words I use a lot is dope. Like, if I think, like, something was good, I was like, oh, that's dope.
That's dope,
you know,
right.
So, good dope music, Rob Star Entertainment, you know, so, like, crack is my music.
Okay.
So, you know, when I say I could crack, it was pretty much in the studio making good music.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I get everybody's attention, though, when I say that. They're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. No, that's true. Plus, people might think you're a cook or something.
Yeah. Well, I can't cook, but that's not where I got it.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually got the name from a friend, Dirty Charles, D.C. Mm-hmm. He, I had a studio, and I named my studio The Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah. Well, you Chef Sean.
Yeah.
This The Kitchen, right? Well, you the chef.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. I'll roll with Chef. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's been like that since.
Yeah. Sounds good. You know, by the way, my son's name is Sean, spelled the same way, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, I love the name, you know.
Yeah, like Sean Connery. That's why we named
it. Yeah, like Sean Connery. Nobody else spelled it that way, you know. Just him, you know. But he was definitely an influence on a lot of people, you know. And I think back in the 90s, it was a pretty popular name.
You know? Yeah, I think my mother was just sweet on him. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, so I'm really curious about like what sound you and the band had. Do you have any music online with them so we can sort of compare it to your music now? You don't want to.
No, it's not that I don't want to, but I don't
there's
think
nothing
I have
online.
No.
I see. Okay, when did that end with the band?
Yeah, about 5 years ago.
5 years ago. So it was after you were on my show.
Yeah.
Before.
I mean, we ended it right prior. I want to say, when did we end it? Like 18, 17?
Oh, okay.
18. 2018.
Yeah. So that's about 17 years. Seven years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool. So you've been on your own since then.
Yeah.
Have you considered other bands, like building a band for yourself, or
you know, maybe later when the shows get bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what kind of places do you perform? Like, I know you had something here, but that was in June when we were supposed to originally meet you.
Yeah, at the Novo.
At the Novo, right? Yeah. I have something here. Where's the Novo? Where's
right next to the Crypto Center.
Oh, okay, downtown.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty big place, no?
Yeah.
Wow. Were you, like, the only one on the show where there's, like, a lineup and things like that?
Nah, it was me and Benny the Butcher was headlining, so.
Oh, okay. And you were, so it was only the two of you? No, there was actually a few, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know the other.
Like, Dockman, Filmrich, and names like that, but... you sure are here, J5RDS, Chef Sean. Okay, there you go. So what was that show about? Was that like somebody got a few people together and decided we're going to put together a song, a show?
Or I think Benny the Butcher was on tour.
Okay.
You know, I landed a slot.
Okay.
How
does that
show.
Happen? Do you have like people that do it for you, or do you do it
yourself? I got booked for it, so.
Oh yeah,
I was like, let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, I like Benny the Butcher's music too. So.
Do you?
Yeah, it kind of worked out.
Yeah, were you like a fan of his or?
I like his music.
You like his music?
Yeah.
Is he still singing and performing and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, pretty cool. Yeah, it's called Payday, huh? The show.
That was another show.
Oh, that's the name of the, okay. I'm getting confused here. I'm looking at the flyer from the show.
Yeah, that was another show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing a few shows lately.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see you performing here. There's a picture here with quite a big an audience, you know? I mean, obviously you got a pretty big appeal, you know, for people and stuff. Do you have like a fan club and stuff? Do people like follow you and things like that?
Yeah.
Today there's like social media. You don't need fan clubs.
Fan pages now.
Yeah. Pretty cool. I guess you probably get women from this, right? I mean, women want to be with you and everything. That's like a sort of a benefit of being famous and being in music.
Yeah, it's a plus.
Yeah, very cool. Do you have somebody right now, or you? Oh, you're cool. Very nice. Very cool.
Yes, so, I do.
What's that?
I say, yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Let's play a couple of your tracks here. I asked you before, I found a couple online. One is called Shake. You want to tell us a little bit about this song?
You know, it's a feel-good song. It's engineered to get the girls up and, you know, shake some.
I see.
You know.
So it's a dance track, kind of?
Yeah, you know, like a,
okay, you know. Cool. And we'll listen to the words. We'll see what it's about. So this one came out when?
A couple months ago.
Oh, yeah. It says 5 months. 1 million views, man.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
I didn't know we hit the million yet. But
yeah, that's what it says. It says 5 million. So there you go, man. All right. So we're going to listen to Chef Sean with Shake.
Go.
Make your knees, touch your elbows, send it back. Don't let my bitches need their hands to make it clap. I like a bitch to suck my dick and hold my strap. She know I'm all about my business and I trap. She see the check and these diamonds in my necklace. She take this monster like a pussy, got a death wish. I got a bitch with a degree that I play chess with. Riding naked on the e-way cause she reckless. Shake. You can move if you wanna, if you can't or don't wanna, you can skate. I throw this cake if you do that on the handstand. She put a body by the water and did a damn dance. She gave me bands, 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 bands. We ain't friends no more cause she gave me a chance. I got plans, plans just to get back in the pants. But I only wanna do it cause she text me like I can. Big moves, fuck you thought. That bitch is past since they thinking like a thought. Goofy niggas in the way, but I'm the rock. She make it pop for a nigga when she talk. She see the check and these diamonds in my necklace. She take this monster like a pussy, got a death wish. I got a bitch with a degree that I play chess with. Riding naked on the e-way cause she reckless. I told her shake. You can move if you wanna. If you can't or don't wanna, you can skate. I throw this cake if you do that on the handstand. She put a body by the water and did a damn dance. Yeah, pussy feel like water. Just because I call her mama don't mean I can't fuck the dog. I make her wait. Yeah, she waiting on me to call her. Got her waiting on a holler. See her waiting on a dollar. And I bet my last one I'm like, see the check and these diamonds in my necklace. She take this monster like a pussy, got a death wish. I got a bitch with a degree that I play chess with. Riding naked on the e-way cause she reckless. I told her, shake. You can move if you wanna. If you can't or don't wanna, you can skate. I throw this cake if you do that on the handstand. She put a body by the water and did a damn dance.
Wow. You pulled no stops on this song. I mean, you tell it like it is, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man. Wow. What a dirty song.
She put a body by the water and did a damn dance.
Yeah, with the monster and the death wish.
Yeah, she took this monster like a...
That's pretty cool, you know? So you got a sense of humor into the song and everything, you
know? You got to have fun.
Yeah, for sure, you know? It's a cool dance song, too, you know? But,
I just performed it, I want to say yesterday, but the day before yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And, man, there's this one girl, she was, like, killing it. I was like, look, I was on stage. I'm like, she going extra hard.
Really?
Yeah. That was cool. She had the white dress on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Do you, you obviously can't play this music everywhere, right? I mean, some people would get offended by this stuff or, they're not your market. They're not your target market anyway, right?
It's a big market for it, and yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a real big genre that wouldn't probably appreciate it.
Right, exactly.
You know, but that's fine.
Yeah, but I mean, as rap has evolved and everything, it's become acceptable.
It's fine. It's fine if you don't like it because, you know, I don't like everything I hear.
That's true.
You know, and we are individuals. So.
Exactly. And that's what you have to deliver.
What I said earlier, one of the main reasons I like music is I get to be myself.
That's true.
You know, when I'm acting, I'm playing a role. I'm playing somebody else. I'm acting like another person.
Right.
And with this, I get to be myself. And
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, on this song in particularly, I like Form the Shake.
Yeah.
I got another one. You know, the next one that you probably play is Toxic.
Toxic, yeah.
Now, Toxic is about what comes after the shake.
Okay.
You know, you end up in a relationship and you got toxic environments, toxic actions.
Right.
You know, toxic reactions.
Right.
You know? So it's a lot of toxicity.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is based on your experience in your past.
Oh, yeah.
You realized it.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I put an album out called My Life.
Uh-huh.
And the cover of that album, you know, it's a picture of something that really happened, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, I pretty much just try to talk about what I went through, what I go through.
Yeah.
You know, the good and bad.
Yeah.
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 Because what's good without the bad?
That's true.
That's why. It's going to be people that like your music, and it's going to be people that don't. So
exactly.
You know,
you just find your market.
What's good about the people that like it if you don't have the people that don't?
Exactly. That's true. That's very true. You have your audience, and that's who's interested in that. And there's obviously a lot of people that like that, you know,
because
they can relate to it. They can connect to what you're saying, you know.
And a lot more, like, for example, you said it was dirty.
Right.
It's a woman right now. Her whole life has changed just from saying she hot tour.
Yeah.
You know, now she's the hot tour woman.
Uh-huh. And,
but you know, that's nasty.
Yeah.
You know, she talking about she'll spit on it.
Yeah.
But that people like it.
Yeah.
People like it. She's famous now because she liked to spit on it.
The hot tour.
The hot tour. Yeah. But I'm telling the truth, right?
Right.
Like she's famous now. People like that.
Yeah, and it's pretty dirty.
And it was dirty. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So look where we at.
Exactly. We've evolved, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. It's funny because I remember clearly when rap started with Rapper's Delight. That was like the first time I ever heard rap, and it was probably the first one, no?
Cool. Or, I thought it was Cool in the Gang.
Yeah, no, that was Sugar Hill.
Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. Well, I'm dating myself. It was probably before you were born. It was in the 70s, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely before I was here.
Yeah. But I liked it a lot, you know, because it was like totally something new, you know,
fresh.
Something different.
Yeah.
People never talked about it, and already it was pretty dirty. They didn't use like dirty words, but. You know, but they talked about dirty things, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, you know, this is different.
Yeah.
And so after a while, I was able to just recite the song and everything, you know.
Mm.
And I'm thinking ever since then, the genre has evolved quite a bit, you know.
A lot.
I mean,
a lot.
It's like it gives a lot of people the chance to express themselves, you know, people that otherwise probably wouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
And... yeah, and it gives people really an opportunity, people that you don't think of like rock stars or music stars, you know. There's people from the hood and stuff that just nobody really knew about them, and they come out and they, you know, they express themselves. And I think that's cool, you know, because, again, it's not for everybody, but for people that can relate to that, it's liberating, I think, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is. You know, it lets you express yourself.
And, yeah.
And that's cool. Okay, so let's go to the next one. This one's called Toxic. And, yeah, also got a lot of views. You got half a million there. So that's pretty cool, man. I admire you for that, you know, because it's not easy standing out there. You know, there's so much, you know, that you're competing with.
Yeah.
That, you know, and you're not just competing with rappers. You're not just competing with musicians. You're competing with everything, you know what I mean? Because people only have a limited time in the day, you know?
Yeah.
So is it, do I listen to podcasts? Do I listen to music? Do I read a book? Do I watch TV and things like that, you know? Mm-hmm. So when someone takes some of their time to listen to you, you know that you got something, you know?
I can watch and see how many people are listening sometime.
Yeah.
And who's listening at the moment.
Really?
And I went from, 36 people.
Uh-huh.
You know, one day it was, 3,800.
Wow.
And they were all listening to it at the same time. And then that's even grown since then. So
yeah.
It's just a great feeling to see the growth and, you know, knowing that
you're
in a different spot from last year. And, you know, your last move wasn't your last move.
Right. You made progress.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, very cool. All right. So let's listen to Toxic. Now, did Toxic come after Shake or before?
Toxic came before.
Before, because I see it's been online longer. So
yeah. Toxic came before.
All right. Let's listen to this.
All I know is money, man. I got too much to play with. But watch how you be moving, boy. I'm not the one to play with. But people, I will be moving once I lift off in this spaceship. I'm out of this world, this space with your girl. Her face on the floor, her hair in my hand. Infused with blues, boy, I'll be damned if I ain't the man. If you confused, ain't willing to lose, not even a gram. If I can choose, I wanted some head. Fucked out her shoes, she wet up the bed. Killing the pussy or leaving it dead. It's toxic love, it fucked up her head. It's toxic love, it fucked up her head. What toxicity equates on my proximity. Get your ass from around me if you fucking up my energy. I can't do no hostage, just so you know where I'm coming from. Pulled up with a double drum, some hard dick and some bubble gum. Had some hoes and fumbled some, but act like I ain't noticed them. I left before she woke up, but I had to leave a notice. That bitch chased me up a cul-de-sac. I flipped around and sold her back. Like Walter Payton, stiff arm, juke that bitch just like a running back. Too much to play with, but watch how you be moving, boy. I'm not the one to play with, but people, I will be moving once I lift off in this spaceship. I'm out of this world, this space with your girl. Her face on the floor, her hair in my hand. Confused with blues, boy, I'll be damned if I ain't the man. If you confused, ain't willing to lose, not even a gram. If I can choose, I wanted some head. Fucked out her shoes, she wet up the bed. Killing the pussy or leaving it dead. It's toxic love, it fucked up her head. It's toxic love, it fucked up her head. I was fucking twinning in my double back and doubled up. I was drinking red shit before you heard a double cup. I've been ducking fair shit before you niggas troubled. I've been cooking in the kitchen, chef can show you how to double up. You bitch won't cuddle up, me I won't bubble up. Regroup, yeah, quarterback, huddle up. I need my cash, I need my bag right now. Go ahead, nigga, let's settle up. On her bag, Birkin, when she splashed. Go ahead, fuck some pull up, drink too hard. Oh my God, little bitch, all them niggas need level up. All I know is money, man, I got too much to play with. But watch how you be moving, boy, I'm not the one to play with. But people, I will be moving once I lift off in this spaceship. I'm out of this world, this space with your girl. Her face on the floor, her hair in my hand. Confused with blues, boy, I'll be damned if I ain't the man. If you confused, ain't willing to lose, not even a gram. If I could choose, I wanted some head. Fucked out her shoes, she wet up the bed. Killing the pussy or leaving it dead. It's toxic love, it fucked up her head. It's toxic love, it fucked up her head.
Wow.
Toxic.
You guys got to watch the video on YouTube, man. I mean, you're surrounded by beautiful women here.
Yeah.
You know, I would do this for free. Just to be surrounded by all these chicks, man. Yeah. Wow. That's pretty cool. So do you guys, have wild parties sometimes and things like that?
Of course.
You do?
Of course.
It's part of the gig, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know. Yeah. We just left Vegas, so
yeah,
that'll tell you something.
Yeah,
you
know. That's true. Yeah,
but yeah, no, we have fun. We have fun, and we try to, you know, not. I was about to say something. I was gonna say not nothing too crazy, but that might have been a lot. It gets crazy sometimes.
Yeah. That's cool. I mean, you know, why not? You know, it's like if you can, why not? You know?
Yeah.
Very cool. I wanted to ask you about, like, when you write your song, mm-hmm. okay, do you write the lyrics first or the music first? It's usually the lyrics, right? Oh, you have like a beat in your head, right?
So, that's if I'm producing the beat. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, I'm looking for like the hottest producers out.
I see.
And you know, I'm listening. Mm-hmm. And if I find a beat and I need that one, I listen to it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
First thing, I get the concept.
Right.
Concept is first for me.
Right.
And then after I got the concept, the lyrics are easy. I mean, well, not necessarily easy, but after the concept, you have direction. I know where to go with it.
Right.
Now I got the concept for the song.
Yeah. I guess writing the lyrics first in hip hop would be harder to do, you know, because you need the beat, right? You need the rhythm to be able to write the words, you know.
So it all
matches, yeah.
Now don't get me wrong, like I've got lyrics that I wrote to other beats that can go to another beat, but it's not like tailored to it. Like, you know,
you gotta find something that matches.
Yeah. And so really I write it to match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the best way for me.
Right.
Get the beat and write the lyrics to match the beat.
Right.
Instead of trying to find a beat to match some lyrics I wrote.
Yeah. Cause I know in rock and pop, people, you know, do it either way, you know, and it works, you know, it works. But I think it's easier when you have the beat in your head first.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can write to it and stuff, you know.
Yeah, at least the BPM.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because I used to write songs when I was younger, and sometimes I'd write the lyrics first. I found that was easier for me. I would create the beat in my head,
mm-hmm.
and then I'd write the music to it so it would match, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's different ways to do it, you know. I mean,
but see, that also works if you if you build in the beat around your lyrics, you know, that's right. Cool.
Yeah,
I just, you know, like,
but it's easier to find the beat first and the music first, right?
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. Not necessarily easy because, you know, I just like working with other producers.
Right.
You know, getting, you know, a different sound to get a different sound out of me. So I look for other artists to work with.
Yeah. How do you connect with them? You just approach them and say, you know, I'm interested in some of your material. Do they find you? How does it work?
Right now, I've got a beat email. You know, they send them beats. They send them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And,
oh, wow.
And I took like a year off from writing and recording. So I'm back in the studio. I've been back for about 3 months.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I'm picking and choosing right now and, you know, making new songs. I just made a new one. It's called Serving the Bass.
Uh-huh.
So, you know.
What's that about?
It's about serving the bass.
So, excuse me, I don't know what that means, but I guess people do, so that's fine, you know.
All right, at the clubs, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I don't know. For me, it's like an acquired taste. I need to learn. That's why I like talking to you, because I learn more about this, you know, because I don't know much about hip-hop and rap. I haven't really listened to much of it, you know, but I appreciate it. I mean, it's become very big, you know.
Yeah, but you say you were here from the beginning. You should know the most about it, at the beginning of it.
Yeah, no, that's true, you know, but then it evolved so many different directions that, yeah, that I kind of lost it, you know.
Yeah.
But sometimes I listen, you know, and the beat is great. And if you really listen to the words, you know, because like, you know, rock and pop songs, I don't really listen to the lyrics that much. I'm involved more with the melody.
With the melody.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in hip hop, I mean, the words are very meaningful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what the song is about.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the lyrics are more important than the melody, and that's why it's something that you have to focus on and concentrate on when you listen to it, you know,
yeah.
To really understand the message and everything, you know.
That's why I like Prince. Prince had the melody, the lyrics,
yeah.
And the message.
I know.
He had a lot of that shit all into his music.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he started about the same time as we were talking about Sugar Hill. I remember at that time he had the song I Want to Be Your Lover, and those were like the first songs he ever played.
Mm-hmm.
He had like a different style, you know, and then Purple Rain came and he sort of like, I think, changed his style a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I loved him. I
That's really just like Mike. Him, you know? When Mike was with his brothers, he wasn't making the Thriller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, when he broke off and, you know, he did. He evolved.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, music evolved.
He came up with his own thing. You know?
Just how Prince fell into his own. He fell into where he wanted to be.
That's true. That's true.
And that's kind of how, you know, I was saying what I went through. Like, I did all the band just to fall into where I feel really comfortable.
So, right.
And, you know, a year and a half ago, I was, what was that, a year ago? It was like a year ago I was up for nomination for a Grammy. So
congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Wow. I mean, a lot of what I've been doing, you know, I'm feeling like, you know, it's paying off in ways.
Yeah, you get noticed. I mean, for something that you created, you know, it's a pretty big deal, you know. It's not like, you know, people dream of doing this all their lives and they never make it, you know.
Yeah.
So you're you've got tenacity, you've got like that persistence that you stick with it until you make it, you know, and you don't give up and you don't quit.
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere.
Right?
I ain't going nowhere. Exactly. I've had people say, you know, oh yeah, you still rapping? Hell yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
Everything's changed. If they think so or not, you know, I see the progress.
Right. So how do you see the future for you? What's next? Like, how do you gonna, like,
2025, Chef Sean, we're making movies.
Oh, really?
The plan is to make one movie a year, at least one movie a year.
Okay. Yeah. Any specific genre or just you look for scripts?
I know, I'm gonna write them.
Oh, you write the scripts.
And I will look into, you know, anybody who's presents something to me, and if, you know, any good ideas.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. How do you have, movie making skills? I mean, where did you get that?
I've made movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's when you were younger, but, so you made movies later on in your life, too?
Yeah, the Teeth and Blood joint that I told you about, yeah, that was 2011.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's still long ago, you know, but.
Yeah. But, you know. It's an experience,
right?
You know?
Right. So you produce it. You produce the movie, and you write it, and everything.
We will. That's the plan. One movie a year. So, I say, I have a team as well. So
yeah.
Team works with me right now. But
cool. And where would the movie be marketed? Like streaming services?
Yeah.
Things like that. Right?
Netflix, Tubi. Yeah.
Exactly. It's really cool that they have this now, because before you needed to go to the big screen and you're competing with so much of, you know, multi-million dollar movies.
Right.
But when you go on streaming service, you can have all kinds of different niches and things like that, you know. So it's nice. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing your movie and stuff. When do you think it's going to come out, the next one?
I would say the plan would be summer 2025.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, it takes a while to make a movie, right?
Yeah.
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 It's that simple, you know? But I salute you.
A lot of work.
You know, and obviously it's always teamwork. You can't do it by yourself, you know, and But
Making movies is definitely going to be different from, you know, doing my album.
Right.
Yeah, I go and give me a studio and an engineer and, you know, some producers. I get my album done.
Right, exactly.
The movie, you know, you need grips, you need lighting, you need...
You need actors.
You need actors.
Yeah. Wow.
Budget.
That's true. Yeah, very cool, man. Well, congratulations to you. I'm glad you came in.
I'm glad you had me.
You're a very interesting man, you know, and very inspiring, you know. I mean, for people to learn to pursue their dreams, you know, and to really stay on top of it, because many people come here, and especially in L.A., it's so competitive, you know.
Yeah.
So to stand out really requires a lot of hard work and persistence, you know, and knowing what you want and staying with it, you know, and obviously connecting with the right people.
Definitely.
You know, because that's, again, you can't do these things on your own. It just requires a lot more than what one person can do, you know, and so I congratulate you for that. So tell people where they can find you. It's Chef Sean, and where are you on social media and stuff?
I'm The Real Chef Sean.
Okay.
THEREALCHEFSEAN. And that's The Real Chef Sean on Instagram, and The Chef Sean on Twitter. What's it called now? X.
X, yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to download any of my music, all you got to do is type in Chef Sean.
And in Google
I'm on all platforms.
Yeah.
Any platform. If you're on Spotify, type in Chef Sean.
Yeah.
Apple and Music.
YouTube, if you guys want to see the videos.
YouTube, and... just type in Chef Sean. I'll come right up.
Very nice. Well, what's that?
Yeah. I'm glad. Thank you. Like I said, 2025, we're starting to make a movie a year.
Uh-huh.
Well, right now, I've been doing a documentary for a music icon from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And we've been producing it and putting it together.
Nice.
And I'm the music director on it. So I'm making sure a lot of, the music is right for it. But it's something that me and my team have been working on just for about a year and a half now.
Oh, wow.
And we almost upon completion. So,
very nice.
It's about George Daniels. He's, like I said, a music icon from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a story that I feel like needed to be told, you know, and I'm excited for that to come out. So please look forward to The Music Man coming out.
So that's a documentary on...
The Music Man.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is my first project.
Yeah.
Starting off the movies. So the first one is documentary.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to go into the movies.
Awesome. Well, you're welcome back anytime if you want to promote your movies in the future and your music. And I'm very impressed. You know, I mean, I think you're doing a great job, you know.
Thank you.
And I salute you for all that. And thank you for giving us some of your time, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate you.
Of course.
And thank you all for listening.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. And check him out. He's one of a kind, I think, you know. Everybody, thank you for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.